This is a Scoop Audio interview with Dr. Peter Sharples after a week in which the Maori Party supported a number of members' bills to the Select Committee. Were there any bills the Maori Party didn't support to Select Committee this week?
Look, I can't remember bill by bill, but I think I know the bills you're referring to this week. You can talk about them.
Yeah, there was the electoral bill, which was going to reduce MPs to 100, and there was Wayne Mapp's employment relations bill.
Right, well, the first one, we support we support the dialogue on these. It's like part of what MMP is about. MMP is not major parties having a battle about who has the say. MMP is really about a whole lot of voices being heard, and that's why we supported both these bills in the first place, going to the Select Committee stage. In terms of the first one, the 90 days, which was the first one?
The electoral bill was actually first, and then the 90 days was afterwards. What I wanted to ask, though, is in the previous parliament, you could easily pick which bills would be supported or kicked into touch. Is that what the Maori Party is bringing to parliament? Uncertainty or spontaneity?
It's not even, neither of those. I know there was some talk. I think what we're bringing is responsibility. There was some talk that we make up our mind as we listen to the debate by Guy and Espinner this morning, but that's wrong. We had two meetings over both these bills, and we put a lot of thought into it and planned our whole attack right through on those bills. Now, if you like, the employment one, we supported 3-1 the idea that the bill should go to the next stage, because there's two major things here. There's the workers' rights, and that's something we've stuck up for, and it's in our policy right through. But there's also the right to work, and that's why we put it, voted to the next stage, because two of us have spent a lot of our lifetime putting people into employment, and we've had so many doors closed because of the risk factor. And we've had to plead with people to give them a trial, and they've done that on an unofficial basis, and it's worked out good. So to us, the trial will get a lot of our people into work, that can't get into work at this time. So that, the weight against that, of course, is the working conditions. There's no guarantee of support for them. So it is a very hard one for us.
And it does seem a hard one, because one of your members decided to...
Well, let me explain about that. We represent, unlike the other parties, we're not sheep. We represent our electorates, and we will vote according to how we think our electorate will support us, and we have done that. So we're very, very clear that we debate everything, and if someone has a different opinion, we talk to each other about it first, and then in the end, the members are free to vote whichever way they want to, according to how they feel their responsibility to their electorate. So we are definitely electorate-based candidates, and that probably accounts for the other bill, why we probably supported that too.
Who was it that went against it, just out of interest?
It's there, it's easy to find out, but we don't. We've said that we won't discuss that.
I'll have to scoot around to the parliamentary records. Could that have been a problem with you if you were going into coalition with either National or Labour or whoever?
Well, it may be, you see, and that's why we're very lucky at this stage to be actually on our own, to allow us to feel our way. We're all brand new except for Tani, and to feel our way and develop our own processes. And I think that's very important. Like, I've just been to a funeral of one of our leading elders in the country, and it was a massive, there was about 1,000 people going through this day. Anyway, the support for the Maori Party was everywhere, and for the stand we've taken and the way we are conducting our votes. And so that's sort of the mandate that we act upon. So, you know, all this talk, like Shane Jones says, oh, the party's split now and stuff like that. And he put it, only one of them cares about the workers and the other three don't. Well, that's ridiculous. Doesn't worry us, that kind of stuff. So what we do right by our electorates.
Okay, and just getting on to the electorates, you did support the bill, which I know would sort of give you an advantage, wouldn't it, the reduction of MPs bill? Because,
well, when you think about it and you do the proportions, of course the less, because we're all constituents, I mean, would make our ratio better, that's right.
Because it would knock down the list candidates, so, and the electorate candidates would obviously stay. So, was there a bit of self-interest there? I didn't notice in your
speech. Not at all, but we had a little chuckle when we realised that was the case.
You dropped a line in your speech about it, I think.
Yes, I think I just sort of said that, you know, even though it does advantage us in terms of proportions, it's more important that the debate is held.
Are you concerned that that bill would reduce the diversity of the House? I mean, goodbye Nandor.
And that is, in fact, the other thing that we spoke about, and I've said this on television thing. Diversity is one of the things we must take care to encourage, and I pointed out the ratio of how diversity has increased, particularly, well, not only the Nandors, but the Asian representation, the Polynesian representation, the Maori representation shot up in recent years since MMP, and that's a great thing.
The other point with that bill is, do you think ACT and National would really want, which the bill would assist you, do you really think National and ACT would let that happen? I mean, I don't seem to understand that ACT will be pushing for the Maori seats to be gone when that bill gets to the Select Committee.
Yeah.
Do you think it could be a bit of a Trojan horse? You support it to the Select Committee and all of a sudden you find that some parties were wanting the Maori seats to go. And make a push for that on it.
I was careful to say in my remarks that that the Maori seats are not an issue in this bill. It in fact applies only to the...
No, I know in this bill, but I'm saying other parties are supporting it to the Select Committee with the intention bringing that up.
Well, then, I mean, it's pretty skinny now to get through. Well, if that happens, that happens. But, you know, like, ultimately, the question of the Maori seats is going to come up. If someone else doesn't bring it up, we certainly will. So, you know, whatever happens, I believe. And we're voting on this bill, on the bill's merits, rather than what might lead to.
Okay, well, just the last question there.
Yeah, sure.
Last year, I was listening to you chatting about, I think it was the taxation bill speech, and I was going, wow, the Maori Party's definitely voting against this, and then at the end, you came to the end and said that we are acutely aware that the Working for Families package is a flawed package, a program to strengthen political dependency on the minority Labor government. However, you ended up supporting it.
That's right. Just for that reason, because it does give relief to that area of people, but we are quite upset that the beneficiaries and other areas aren't included in the bill. And that's happened to us when you think about it, we're only new, but in a lot of the bills we had to support, but knowing that they didn't go far enough, you know, we want a 12.5 minimum wage increase, because our people are the people who are keeping that figure where it is, the lowest wage. So any increase we support, even although it doesn't reach up to it.
But you also seem to think about that it might be increasing the dangers of dependency. And when I read your speech, I was wondering, were you kind of keen on perhaps a return to the sort of work programs that were running when the Muldoon government was around and there was higher employment?
No, not really. What we want to see, and we've always said this, is an unbundling of the funds now. We want a new approach, and for heaven's sake, this 12-year-old into-prison business of Ron Marks, he's received tremendous support from the public in the breakfast program, if that counts for anything. And I've noticed this trend, and I'm really, really sad about that, that New Zealand has a lock-em-up mentality, stiffer penalties mentality, and it's the first cousin to the benefit mentality, and we've got to start taking control of our own society, and this is what I mean. It's that whole idea that we've got to get back and strengthen families. We've taken all the responsibility responsibility of families, and you can't just pay them out money and relieve the option for them to work and hope they're doing everything else right. It's a whole attitude, it's a whole pit that people are sunk in, and it's about moving people out of that lock them up and in the other end of the scale dependency syndrome, and getting them to care. Like, for example, those 12-year-olds all have older brothers or sisters or fathers or uncles. Where the hell are they? You know, they should be having the pressure put on them to make sure those kids are home at night, that they haven't got weapons, all that kind of stuff, if they're worried about serious crime with youth. Locking them up into a prison for youth, you're going to get a couple of bad guys in there, and you've reinvented the ordinary prison, but put youth in it, and they'll all come out of there expert criminals. That's so bad.
That's one bill. Looks like the Murray Party definitely won't be supporting the Select Committee then.
That is dead right. You're dead right. Otherwise, I'll have to find a new party. No, that's yeah. I've been strong on prisons and lockups and rehabilitation, and that will be one of the things that I'll be championing, a new type of prison and a different approach to our community, strengthening families instead of paying them out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for chatting there.
Yeah, run off at the mouth of the day. Okay, good chat.
That's good. Cheers.
Yeah, all right, bye.